Now, find yourself a nice place to be. Doesn't really matter if you're sitting or lying down. Just choose some place nice and comfortable. Because all you're going to do is listen quietly to the sound of my voice. And while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice, go ahead and allow yourself to concentrate for a few moments. Just focus on your breathing. Allow yourself to breathe slowly and steadily, a lot like if you were sound asleep or pretending to be. And as you do, imagine just how comfortable you might look while relaxing there. Use the power of your mind to see yourself relaxing a little more. That's right. Imagine it. Picture it. And now, while you're thinking about your breathing, go ahead and make sure that each breath lasts the same amount of time as the last one. That's right. Nice, steady breaths. Each one taking just as long as the last one. A nice long breath in. And then out. Each breath very nice and steady. There may still be some variation. Some breaths may be longer or shorter. But go ahead and concentrate on breathing, nice and slow and steady. And while you're thinking about breathing, go ahead and notice the weight of your head, wherever it happens to be resting. And go ahead and continue to listen to the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, it may be that you'll become aware of the fact that you forgot to think about breathing. And that's okay. Just start thinking about your breathing all over again. And while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice and what I'm saying, you may find there's a simple rule. A rule called 7 plus or minus 2. And that means that most people can only think of 7 things at one time, plus or minus 2. So you should be able to think of 5 things at the same time. The sound of my voice, the steadiness of your breathing, the weight of your head resting wherever it is, how you might look from outside. That's already 4 things. It's very easy to think about 4 things while you listen to the sound of my voice. That's right. That's a fairly easy thing to do. And now I want you to feel your feet where they are. That's right. Just feel them. Feel where they're resting. And that will make 5 things. 5 things. The sound of my voice, the weight of your head, the way that you're breathing, the way you look while you're reacting to all of this, all of these things. And now, feel how heavy your arms are. Feel the weight of them, how heavy they are while you're resting here, listening to me. Just add those. All of the things that you're feeling. That's right. So many things to keep track of. So many things. And now, let's go ahead and add another. I wonder if your mind can add in another one. That's right. It's not that hard. Perhaps it's the temperature of the room you're in. Perhaps it's exactly how you feel right now, how your body feels, how you look, your breathing, my voice, your arms, your feet, how your eyes feel. So many, many things to keep track of while you listen to my voice. So many of them, and you may find that keeping track of all these things is getting a little tiring, a little difficult. You may find that it's hard to keep track of your breathing and how you look and how you feel and the temperature and how your hands feel and how your feet feel and the sound of my voice. It may be hard to keep track of all of them at once. You probably find what your mind is doing right now is swapping between all of these tasks, doing one, then the next, and the next, and the next. It's basically a form of multitasking. It's how your mind handles trying to do several things at once. And as you're listening to my voice and multitasking, you may find that you're at the limits of your capacity. Very few people can go too far or much further than we've already gone. So many different tasks, and that's why people can only think of 4 or 5 things at once. It's just hard to keep them all straight in your mind at one time, and others may be able to get to 6, 7, 8, but there's always a limit. There's a limit to what your mind can do, and you may find that your mind is working very hard to remember all of these things. The weight of your head, your breathing, how you look from outside, the temperature of your room, your feet where you are right now, your arms where you are right now, the sound of my voice, your eyes, so many, many things you're trying to juggle all at once. And as you try to juggle all of these things at once, you may discover that it would feel so wonderful to just let yourself focus on one thing, to concentrate all of your efforts on only one thing, the most important thing, which is going to be very, very easy to do, to stop having to focus on all these little things and just let your mind focus on only one thing. And that one thing, instead of all the others, that one thing is how relaxed you would feel if you just stopped focusing on everything else. How good it would feel to let your mind shut off and stop focusing on everything else. To just simply shut down and stop focusing on all those other parts of you and narrow your focus down to one thing. How very, very good it feels to relax and let go and not have to focus, to allow something else to guide you, to allow my voice to guide you, allow my voice to guide you down into a nice, wonderful place. That's right. It feels so much better to let go of all those other distractions and just focus on my voice. To just let go of all those other little things. To not worry about your breathing or how you look or the temperature. To let them all fade away and focus only on my voice. Letting the rest of the world drift away. It feels so relaxing to let all the noise go, to just focus on this one simple thing. And as you do, you'll find that everything else just fades away, fades away to complete and utter unimportance, now that you're focused on only one thing. There is no need to think about anything else. There is no need to allow yourself to be distracted by all those other things around you, all those things that go whizzing through your mind. Let them all fall away and focus only on my voice. And as you hear it, allow it to guide you along a little further down this journey. There is no need to do anything else, but just focus and allow me to guide you to a pleasant place, a place free of all the other distractions, of all the demands on your attention. That's right. Now you're in a place where all you have to do is focus on one thing, and that feels amazingly good. That feels amazingly relaxing. That feels so much better than the thousands of distractions that are going on all the time. There's a sense of peace that comes with it. A sense of peace that flows over and through you, knowing that all you have to do is focus on one little thing. That's right. That's all you have to do right now. Just focus on my voice and allow me to carry on, onward on a journey. A journey far away from all the other distractions. A journey far away from all the other things that might distract you. It feels as if the world itself is floating away as you get carried along by my voice, deeper and deeper into a place where you are at peace, where your mind is at rest, where you don't have to do anything else at all, but just listen and allow my voice to carry you along. Imagine it being a lot like being carried along on a breeze, just floating along, so far away from everything else. Even your own body may seem so very, very far away right now, because all you're doing is floating along, allowing me to guide you along. Along on a nice and pleasant journey, away from all your worries and problems, allowing your mind to focus on only one thing, and allowing that to feel so amazingly good. It feels good to let go of all the distractions, all the stresses and worries, to just float along, carried along by a single simple thread, a thread of words that guide you down into a wonderfully comfortable place. Words that make you feel good, that let you relax and let go of all those things that were bothering and distracting you. Taking you to a place where you can focus your own mind. Where you can focus your own mind completely on whatever it is that matters most. Because right here, right now, your mind is focused on only one thing. So imagine being able to do that when you wake up. Being able to shut off all the other noise around you and focus on a single task, a single thought, a single goal, a single desire. Because that's what you're going to take with you when I do wake you back up. But for right now, it's far more comfortable to just float along, focusing on this one single thing, and knowing that when you do wake up, whenever you feel like you need to focus, you'll find that you're able to focus very much like you are right now, away from all the distractions. All the noise that life brings you seems to fade away, and you focus on that one thing. You allow your mind to direct its energies towards one thing, and all you have to do is think, I need to focus, and then you will, just like you are right now. Right now, you're focused on my words and my voice. You're focused on those things. You're letting them carry you along on a journey. A journey that's allowing you to harness your own mind and focus on the things that are important to you. To focus on them with perfect clarity and precision. To drown out all of the noise of life when you need to. Obviously, it won't override anything that's truly important. There are times you have to change your focus. But it feels so good to allow your mind to focus so narrowly on one thing that you can work on it and accomplish it, that you can find the clarity because you aren't distracted by all the other things that happen. All the other things that life bring you are just noise. They're noise like trying to focus on breathing and the temperature and how you look. And there are times when you need to focus. And now you have a tool to help you do so. A tool to allow you to focus on what's important when you need to focus. And all you have to do is think, I need to focus. And that is exactly what your mind will do. But now that our journey has come to this place, now it's time to return to the waking world, to all the demands on your mind, time, to allow your mind to rise back up. To allow yourself to awaken fully, to allow yourself to become fully refreshed and awake. And we're going to do that by counting from 1 to 5. And as we do, you'll find yourself becoming more and more aware of your surroundings, that everything else around you will start coming back to you. Your mind will become more and more awake, more and more refreshed and alive, and fully returned to consciousness. 1, feel your mind beginning to wake back up, returning from the place it was, returning to a place of consciousness, returning to a place where you're focused on life. 2, more and more awake. You can feel the sluggishness shaking off your mind as you begin to awaken a little further with every word, your mind coming alive, awake and refreshed. 3, feel consciousness coming closer and closer. The world returning now to perfect clarity, all the sounds and noise returning in full force, your mind awake and alert. 4, we're almost there now. You may already be completely conscious, or your mind may still be awakening. Allow your mind to take as much time as it needs. The decision, after all, is yours. But for now, we've reached the count of 5. and you can awaken, refreshed and awake, and hopefully you're enjoying what happened and feeling quite good about it.